everybody. Welcome to Brazil Workers Podcast by CESP com Lutas Labor and People's Federation from São Paulo. My name is Samia Teixeira, and every week we launch a new episode about labor and people's issues. Brazil's coronavirus death toll reaches 600,000. Brazil is second only to America in COVID-19-related deaths. Every day, an average of 500 Brazilians die. 45% of all Brazilians have already been double vaccinated and 70% got one shot. The elderly, 60 plus years old, started to get the third shot last month. A parliamentary commission of inquiry has been investigating how Brazilian authorities dealt with the pandemic.
A parliamentary inquiry into the handling of the pandemic that's claimed the lives of over 500,000 people is underway. It has become absolute box office. Senate TV is now required viewing. It streamed all day as witness after witness allege that the government of right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro failed to buy vaccines, promoted ineffective COVID cures, and neglected to source adequate oxygen supplies.
Their initial findings show President Jair Bolsonaro's decision to postpone vaccine purchase is responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths. The Parliament Commission also shows that Bolsonaro cronies worked to buy overpriced vaccines. The dreadful mismanagement of the pandemic has strongly affected jobs and wages of the working class. That's why thousands of Brazilians demonstrated against Bolsonaro across the nation on October 2, 2021. The majority of the Brazilians want Bolsonaro to be impeached in order to have proper healthcare policies, jobs, and wages. On September 28, the Chilean lower house of the parliament passed a law to make abortion legal, which will have to be endorsed by the Senate. Women Rights, the youth and labor organizations, stands for making abortion legal to save hundreds of lives and to assure women their right over their own bodies. This decision represents another step towards the legalization of abortion procedure throughout Latin America.
Muy buenas tardes, queridos hermanos y hermanas del Cusco y del Perú.
On October 3rd, Peruvian President Pedro Castillo announced the second land reform, which will neither seize nor distribute any land. In reality, Pedro Castillo's second land reform means only funding and technical support for 2.2 million small peasants. It is the opposite of the first land reform implemented by the Velasco Alvarado administration in 1969, which seized 11 million hectares from big land owners, both in the coastal and mountainous areas.
Todo esto demuestra una vez más que dentro del capitalismo no se pueden solucionar los problemas peruanos.
The first land reform was achieved by peasants' struggles, which started in 1962. Led by the Trotskyist leader Hugo Blanco, in the convention in Lares Valley near Cusco City. On September 28, 118 prisoners died in a factional dispute to control one of the largest Ecuadorian prisons at Guayas province.
En el exterior de la cárcel de Guayaquil, los familiares esperaban con ansiedad información sobre sus seres queridos.
At least six prisoners were beheaded. The control of the prison is connected to the control of profitable cocaine routes. Neighbor to Colombia, the world's main producer, Ecuador became one of the international main routes for cocaine trafficking. Around 700 tons of cocaine flows through Ecuadorian territory from Colombia to world markets every year. The deadly dispute between local mafia Los Choneros, connected to the Mexican Sinaloa cartel, and the Los Lobos, Tiguerones, and Los Lagartos local mafias connected to Mexican Jalisco cartel is the third one to happen in 2021. On October 2, 2021, the International Labor Network of Solidarity and Struggles held an online international plenary to address labor and social struggles in times of the pandemic. Labor and people's organizations from 13 countries attended the meeting. Important struggles such as the long 500-day strike by Notimex journalists and staff in Mexico, the campaign to free 11 Cuban political prisoners, the Congolese refugees in Africa, and the Syrian revolution were addressed by the participants. The plenary was coordinated by four labor federations: Solidaires from France, CGT from Spain, CUP from Italy, and CSP Com Lutas from Brazil. The next in-person international meeting will be held in France in April 2022. So everybody, we'll be here again next week. Thank you all for listening to our weekly podcast. And remember, solidarity forever.